Blog Talk Radio.
Episode 3. We've already had 3 weeks of this, Casey.
Yeah, it's going pretty well so far. I didn't think we'd make it this
far. I know, right? And big
Hello?
News, on the home front, we have arrived on iTunes. So we are legit now.
Now we've made the big time.
We have made the big time. I mean, we're right up there with all the big names. I mean, I'm sure we're like 1,000.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Probably more like 1 million. But that's fine. That's fine. You got to start somewhere. So this is episode 3. Of Conclave Radio. We're glad you're with us. And, of course, Casey is here with me as always, and we are joined today by none other than Landon Jones. Landon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
It is a success so far because you can hear us and we can hear you, so I'm on bated breath right now.
Awesome.
How's your day been?
It's been good so far. I'm currently sitting at Metro Church of God. I'm sitting in the sanctuary. I've been getting music and everything ready for tonight. But it's been great.
Excellent. So I know Friday night is Light the Night. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, Light the Night. That will be this Friday, October 6th, starting at 10 p.m. You heard that correctly, 10 p.m. And we'll pray and worship throughout the entire night, and we're going to light up this world and light up this area with all of our prayers and our worships. And so I want everybody to come on out, come and pray. I know it can be a little bit late, and you don't have to stay the entire time. But if ever you are woken up by the Spirit in the middle of the night, Metro will be open, and you can come in and pray.
Now, I've heard that you're going to be there the whole time, though.
I'll be starting out in worship, so I'll be doing worship, and I might stay a little bit after to pray. So
yeah, you're gonna linger longer.
I'll probably linger a bit longer, because as people in ministry, we give so much and we to other people, so it's always a blessing to be able to be poured into ourselves.
That's one of the things that, you know, no matter if you're a senior pastor, a music pastor, student pastor, you've got to find time where it can be just you without the title, where you can be poured into, because you get so caught up in doing that you forget sometimes to let someone speak to you and teach you and pour into you instead of you're always just being poured out.
Exactly.
Well, fellas, As you know, we've done the last 3 weeks, we usually recap the week that was for Conclave. We talk about the Wonder Life series, and we wrapped that up 2 weeks ago. And so beginning this past Sunday and going to the next few weeks, we've started our Conclave and Friends series, and we started that last Sunday with Dr. Tim Stone. And he just did a phenomenal job, and we'll kind of go over that this week, and then we got some other things to talk about as well. We're going to let Landon preview his week, because he's actually speaking to Conclave this upcoming Sunday, and we're all very excited about that. What did y'all think about last week and when Dr. Stone talked to us?
He was very hysterical.
He was super funny.
Experiences and stuff like that, but he made it fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
Dr. Stone, I had no doubt that it was going to be a hilarious experience, and he was going to be cracking jokes every now and then between what he was going to be talking about. But it was so good to kind of hear his story and kind of his take on church growing up in church his whole life, kind of like his story, because, I mean, I can relate to that specifically, where in times where I'm thinking, I'm like, does my testimony matter? Like, what, like, I mean, I didn't grow up in the slums of New York or anything like that. And so it was really awesome kind of hearing that, and hearing that your story matters no matter what you've done or what you've been through or where you've grown up. Your story matters. And so it was awesome to be able to hear that and also hear jokes as well.
Yeah. It was very, I don't know, you know, he kind of gave me a hard time about, you know, he asked me what I wanted him to speak on. He said, does he want to be motivational? I said, sure. He said, would I like to do testimony? I said, sure, whatever, you know, and I just kind of left it open for whatever that person wants, you know, and, mm-hmm. and I just thought it could not have gone better, you know, and he read from, mm-hmm. he read from Romans chapter 1, and I've got that pulled up, and, of course, we won't read all that scripture, but I wanted to read, a little bit, and I believe he started in verse 18, I believe. He says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all godliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have clearly been seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
That's awesome.
For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. It really, you know, there's so many people, especially like you talked about in the South, you know, just about everybody would say they're a Christian, and sometimes, you know, you're the you're the CEO of Christmas and Easter only, but I thought it was just so applicable to so many people that said, you know, yeah, I'm a church kid. You know, I'm a church kid. I related with that. That's how I was. You know, every time the door was open, that's where we were. We were in church. You know, if our church had revival, we were there every night. We were there 20 minutes early at least, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
So it just spoke so much to, because I'm similar to him. I may not have that Nikki Cruz testimony like other people do, it was so challenging, you know, how he talked about that. So at some point, you just got to decide for yourself, you know, what are you going to do?
Right. And exactly. A lot of, especially being in the South, like he was talking about, it's very different up North. Like, a lot of us in the South can relate to, like, you know, being with church families and always going. But Tim Stone was talking about being up North where, you know, admittedly saying you're Christian just to everyone, it's not very common, which is even harder for those people, which makes his testimony even more empowering.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Landon, we're going to pause this recap just for a moment because we have a sponsor on the show.
Oh.
This is big news, Casey. I ain't got to tell you. I mean, you know, we do have a listener in Alaska now, so...
Yeah, we've hit millions. We've got Alaskans listening, Alaskan contemplating.
Alaskans. I actually know someone from Alaska.
Do what?
I actually know someone from Alaska, but I doubt that's them listening.
Yeah, well, I know I think it'll be a tradition, even if that person never listens again, we have to say hello to our Alaska listener.
Hello.
Hello, Alaska. So we have a sponsor, you know, there's no telling the millions that will come our way. I mean, probably all we'll have to do for the rest of our lives is just do Conclave Radio from this one sponsor.
Yeah, we'll probably, if we get enough from it, we'll just do it every day.
That's right.
Same sponsor.
A daily Conclave Radio.
Oh.
Well, so this sponsor just approached me and said, "But we have got to be on your show." And I said, that is absolutely available to you. You can do a 1 to 2 minute spot. So I have the paperwork right here. Let me read their lingo that they wrote.
That's cool.
There it is. Do you hear that, Landon? That's the paperwork.
Yes.
Okay. There it is.
Every flip is a different page.
That's right.
Huge.
Oh, man. Okay. That's a lot to read. Okay. Here it is. Are you ready? This is my official radio voice. So, how does it feel when you get to church and you get ready for Conclave and you don't have a key to the door? out of luck is what I would say. That's why we need to install the hashtag Clint needs a key. That's right. No more dependent on Landon and Aaron. No, no, no. Hashtag Clint needs a key. All right.
Oh,
so
my
that
gosh.
Was, I thought that was, man, what a great sponsor. What a great sponsor.
That's
hashtag
awesome.
Clint needs a key. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just think that's so, man, what a powerful advertisement that is. It's going to happen, boys. It's going to happen one of these days.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, look, it's going to happen. I talked to Pastor Mike about it yesterday. I even told him, hashtag Clint needs a key yesterday when I was at the church office for a few minutes.
So that'll be the next trend. Everyone needs to post about it on there.
We'll do that. Hashtag Clint needs a key.
Metro slave on it.
Exactly. You know how they like for us to take pictures and put hashtag this is Metro.
Mm-hmm.
We can do hashtag this is Metro, hashtag conclave, hashtag Clint needs a key.
There you go.
It's a
will.
Agree.
It flows.
There's so much
perfectly.
Pressure will go on the man, and they'll have to give me a key, right?
I mean, if it doesn't, there's going to be riots.
That's exactly right.
Goodness.
So let's talk, Landon, let's talk about next week. So we are
okay.
So excited. Oh, well, before we do that, next week you're going to be speaking to us on the 15th
mm-hmm.
of October. Pastor Mike Wellborn, our executive pastor, is going to be speaking to us. And then on the 22nd is Haley Houston. She's going to be speaking to us. I'm really excited about her sharing and
mm-hmm.
whatever she's going to be talking to us about. I'm looking forward to hearing from her. And then on the 21st of October is our tailgating party at the Champion Residence. And then on the 28th, Saturday night, we'll be having our Halloween extravaganza at here. And, hey, they can even, while we're here for the Halloween party, they can check out the Conclave Radio Studio, Casey.
That's true, yeah. Whoever wants to come to the party can come check out where all the magic happens.
We might could do a Saturday night Conclave Radio Halloween edition.
We could do, yeah.
Ooh.
And we
wow.
could, all of those, like, following us on any of our social media, you guys should just jump in on the costume contest that everyone keeps raving about, you know, just tag
yes.
it.
Yes.
There are more and more people that are buying costumes. It is going to be the place to be on the 28th of October. So, yes, maybe we could do a quick 20-minute Conclave Radio Halloween edition from the house here. That'd be a lot of fun. All right, so, Landon, let's talk about your week. So, next week,
okay.
you're going to be sharing next week. It's like in 4 days. So, in just a few days, you're going to be sharing with us at Conclave. Give us just a little taste of what it's going to be like next week.
Yeah, so I'm going to kind of segue off of Dr. Stone. I'm also going to be talking a little bit about my testimony and my story and how I ended up at Metro. But then I'm also going to talk about one of my favorite stories from the Bible when I was younger, and I'm going to be talking about Moses and the burning bush. And one of the questions that I asked myself was, why did God reveal himself as the burning bush? And so that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about next Sunday or this coming up Sunday. And so I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope everybody else is too.
Now, you know, we all know, those of us that know you, Landon, we know that you have the, you know, you have a beautiful voice, and you know, God's just blessed you immensely in leadership and music. And I know, so tell us about your preparation. Tell us about what's been going on in your mind as you got ready for Sunday night.
Well, I guess you could say like my preparation, when it comes to leading worship is completely different from speaking publicly. I like to say I'm more comfortable singing in front of people than I am probably speaking in front of people. But, being at Conclave and being around friends, it makes it a whole lot easier. And so being able to kind of use my calling with worship and leading people into worship, I'm going to try to do my best in speaking, because I don't speak a lot. And so hopefully that'll kind of go hand in hand. I mean, we'll have to see. But I do know that being around friends makes it a whole lot easier.
That's true. That's right. All right, well, I got a little surprise for you, Casey. So I have a surprise for you, Landon. Landon, me and Casey are going to ask you, we're going to take turns, and we're going to ask you five random questions. And I want to do this with every one of our guest callers.
Perfect.
So I have a little list here, Casey. I'll go first. I'll then let you pick one, and we're going to do kind of rapid fire. But you got a little time, Landon, to expand on your answer. So these are going to be very random, nothing spiritual about it. So I want to know. Now I know you're a big movie buff. Now I learned this because we all went, some of us went and saw a movie one night, and I also found out that Landon is a movie talker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I am.
Don't sit beside Landon unless you have the chit chat during the movie.
I'll sit next to Landon.
Yeah, you like to chit chat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always talk. There's no stopping me.
Yeah, Landon likes to talk. Okay, so here's my question for you: what book do you wish would be turned into a movie? And there's your list.
Ooh, I really, oh my goodness, there are a ton of awesome books. The first thing that came to my mind was probably, I wish they would finish out the Chronicles of Narnia series as well, kind of like the beginning books, like The Magician's Nephew and everything, like some of those beginning books. I would love to kind of see them like reamp those, but also, one that just popped in my head is like the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis.
Oh, those would be good.
I would love to see kind of an adaptation of that and kind of see how directors will approach that. I thought that would be really cool.
All right, Landon, that's a good answer. All right, next question. What's your going to bed routine?
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. My going to bed routine?
It's been on my mind.
It's been on your mind?
Yeah.
It really depends, because I know if I go running that evening, I'll take a shower and wash my face and brush my teeth and then go to bed. But on, like, any other kind of regular night, if I don't run, then I'll probably just, like, wash my face and brush my teeth and go to bed.
You hear that, lady?
It's boring, I know.
Lady? That's right, he's clean.
Oh, yeah.
And he runs.
And he has fresh breath. All right, so here's mine. You ready, Landon?
Yeah.
All right, which musical artist is greatly overrated?
Oh, no. Overrated?
Now,
oh my gosh.
You can also do underrated. I'll give you a little leeway. So if you've got an artist that you don't think is getting enough love out there, you can do that here as well.
Let's see. Oh, that's a hard question, because I don't necessarily listen to a specific genre. An overrated. Honestly, I wouldn't say kind of like an artist could be overrated. I feel like this is such like a landed answer, like try to make everybody happy. Because I feel like every artist kind of brings their own dimension and their own vibe to music anyway. So I wouldn't say that anybody's kind of overrated. Underrated. Let's see. Oh, I know a good one for underrated. I think Carly Rae Jepsen.
Call Me Baby Girl?
Yeah, Call Me Baby. A lot of people know her for... Yeah, a lot of people only know her for, like, that song. But she actually comes out with, like, some really awesome hits that, like, after the fact. And so I think that, I think she's, like, really underrated.
All right. Looks like something we'll have to check out.
Yep.
All right. Next question. What supervillain do you really feel for? That's the question.
What supervillain do I really feel for?
Which one do you feel sorry for? Mm-hmm.
Sorry for. Oh. Hmm. I want to say. This is a hard question. I love like superheroes and supervillains, but I don't want to give like a typical answer.
You don't want to start like a Marvel versus DC war.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Let's see. the first one that really kind of like came to my mind. Oh my goodness, this is a hard question. Let's see. I'm thinking I'm a big DCU fan. Like I love DC Comics, and so that's kind of like where I'm thinking of. Fun fact about me: I'm a big DC Comics fan. When it came like that universe. Let's see. Well, the first one that really kind of came to my mind was kind of was like the Joker. And if anybody knows like the Joker's backstory, like when it comes to the Killing Joke, oh goodness, my nerd's coming out. The Killing Joke is basically kind of the Joker's backstory. And I don't want to give too much away, but kind of like how he just got himself in a very bad situation and it ended up him becoming the Joker. So him becoming that kind of was all by accident. Normally kind of how every other Disney villain is, like something happens or an accident ensues through the main like protagonist and the antagonist is mad at the protagonist forever. And so, but yeah, so that was like the first kind of villain I can somewhat feel sympathy to, kind of, sort of, but
yeah, I've read that. I do like that. That's a pretty good one. I've read The Killing Joke.
All right, here you go. This
really
now, this one should not be quite as hard, Landon,
I hope.
Yeah, because it seems like we've stumped him a few times, but you've done good. You've done good.
Okay.
Right. Okay, now, this is subjective. Not everyone is the same on this. If you have control of the thermostat in your house, what's the perfect temperature to set the thermostat at for Landon Jones?
Probably 70 degrees, like right at 70.
Okay, so now does that change if it's bedtime? Do you go a little bit lower?
Now, I mean, I do sleep with a fan like all the time. It could be the dead of winter and it'd be like negative 20 degrees outside. I'll still sleep with a fan on.
Yeah, because that sound, right? That's why I sleep with the fans. I don't care about all the air.
As far as I'm concerned, you're un-American if you don't use a fan when you go to bed.
A box fan. Nice fans that don't make noise.
No, in our room, we have a ceiling fan. Then we have an air filter for more noise. And then I have a fan on my nightstand to blow air directly onto my face. So I'm a big fan of them. And then we have about 70, 69 degrees. We like to hibernate, the Johnson family does. You know,
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more, Landon, and then we'll do our closing. Okay. Lord, look at these.
If there were an Internet Olympics, what sports would you be in?
Oh, it would have to be like Facebook stalking.
Oh.
Yeah. That would be fun.
I'm pretty good at Facebook stalking. If any of my friends know me well enough, they know that I can pull up anybody like at the drop of a hat and find out where they're from, who they're dating, like what kind of movies they like to watch. It all really depends. It depends on how much they share on Facebook. But, you know, in this world, everybody shares everything online, which is dangerous because – I will Facebook stalk you and find out everything about you. So consider this as a warning as well.
Watch out for Landon.
Yep. Yeah, he's giving us good info for the ladies on this episode. All right, so we've got just a few minutes left. So let's talk about how people can connect with us at Conclave. I will turn it over to the one, to the only. I will turn over to Casey. How can they find us and connect with us? For Conclave. They want to join us in person. They want to find us on social media.
Well, on Sunday nights, we have our Conclave college and career meetings every Sunday night at Metropolitan Church of God, 6 p.m. And this upcoming Sunday, we'll have a little Landon Jones speaking his testimony, which we're all excited about.
Very.
I can't speak today. We're also on social media. You can follow us on Twitter at Conclave Metro. Or on Instagram at Conclave_Metro. So that's two different usernames. Same people.
That's right. And if you're listening to this after the fact, you're not listening in line, which is fine. That's the problem. I'm good. You're good. You're fine. You need to find us on iTunes. Just search Conclave Radio and do us a solid and hit that subscribe button.
Please.
Yes. So we need the iTunes world. We need what's the president's name of Apple? What's his name?
I don't know the president.
I mean, you know, the
Steve
yeah,
Jobs.
You know, Steve Jobs. What's his name?
Or he's not living anymore.
I know.
No,
what's the name? Tim Cook. Tim Cook.
Oh,
Tim Cook needs to know that Conclave Radio is alive and well. So we need everyone that listens to go to the podcast section on iTunes and click subscribe.
We need to make an impact.
That's right. That's right. So
if we're not up there with the big boys, then you know.
There's a quite a disservice going on if we're not up there with the big boys, clearly. Well, Landon, thank you for joining us today on Conclave Radio. We are looking forward to Sunday night.
Thank you for having me.
Say to us before we go.
What?
Anything else you want to say before we go?
Oh, yeah. I look forward to seeing everyone either at Light the Night this Friday or at Conclave Sunday night.
All right, well, that is episode 3. Casey, I can't believe it, but I think
we did it.
I think we did it. There's no weird, awkward pauses. There's no Clint cutting off the show. I've been here the whole time, so maybe it was the Michelle Gann curse from last week. It really was her.
Poor Michelle.
Yeah, she's banned from the show. You hear that, Michelle? You are banned. Well, that's it. Landon, thank you for calling in. Casey was great as always. I enjoyed it. And we will see you all next week for episode 4 of Conclave Radio.
Sounds fun. See you guys.